Buck Owen, Streets of Bakersfield, voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Doing up our Friday talk around here in one of our newest segments and getting popular here in a hurry is our CHI St. Francis segment, where we talk with CHI President Terry Anderson, and she is on the phone with me this morning. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Terry, we got a lot of ground to cover here from everything about the clinic out there, but let's start, if you will, with your community needs assessment. Tell us a little bit about this, Terry.
So a community needs assessment is just gathering data. It's a survey that's sent out to gather data to better understand the resources, the needs of the community, and where we can best fit in. And that is actually, we partnered with NDSU to help us with the survey and then gather some other data. And people might ask, what is a community needs assessment? And that is actually a strategic process that was a requirement of the Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, that needs to be done every 3 years. So out of that, you know, and I talked in a few other segments about mental health, but the three top things that came out of our community needs assessment was mental health, social determinants, such as, you know, your transportation to and from appointments, and then obesity. And so with that, you know, we looked at some other data. You know, NDSU did a fantastic job pulling it together. And what we found out in our community that we don't have enough providers to meet the needs of our population, just like the dentistry services. So we have a primary care walk-in clinic and a hope unit. And I just wanted to introduce our medical team and what we're doing there.
Sure.
Right now we have four medical providers, and some of you may have visited them. They're Melissa Paul, Brenda Rick, Sarah Miller, and we have, those are all nurse practitioners. And then we have a new gentleman, Dr. K. He is our hospitalist on the floor, and he does internal med specialist by appointment only in the clinic. So that's an added bonus for us. And he recently joined our team within the last year. And then our Hope unit we added, which Aziz Rafi has been online visiting about mental health, and then Jessica Kraut, who is a new member. She's to the mental health component of it. She had worked as a nurse practitioner before that. So she's got a large gathering in the community that knows her. And the nice thing about our walk-in clinic, Bill, you might not know that we're open 7 days a week, and we also do primary and virtual visits. So when we looked at that community needs assessment and said transportation's an issue, you know, individuals out there that may not be able to get anywhere, and they just need to get through by a Zoom call or whatever that case may be, a telehealth visit, that we take those same time we see primary patients. And our hours are like Monday through Friday, 8 to 7:30, and Saturday and Sundays from 9 to 5. And those, when you see the primary providers, you don't need appointments. So there's quite a bit. And then we also have our clinic in Milner that is open a few days a week. That's Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8 to 4:30.
Terry, let me ask you this. With a community needs assessment, do you reach out to community members? Were there other people inputting with you while you were doing this?
Community members? We had, NDSCU created with our question. We had some questions, and they have, you know, there was a doctor that takes care of that type of work. That's what she specializes in. So we created the questions that we needed. They were sent out to households. Our team went around and encouraged people, hey, when you get this through your emails also, please fill it out and get us back to it so we can gather the data.
Good stuff. And like I say, just moving things forward. I love that.
Yep. And then we also, in March, we have an orthopedic provider coming. He will be here every other week, a couple days a week. So we'll be able to start seeing some orthopedic patients. And he's going to start out with trigger fingers and carpal tunnel, and we'll move forward with that. We've got some other providers that we're looking at to bring in, but, you know, that was kind of an eye-opener when we seen, like, our provider-to-patient ratio was pretty low. And I also say, Bill, that there is a lot of individuals in the community that don't have primary providers. And COVID really, again, we always go back to the COVID, how it just hit us, you know. We didn't make our appointments. We didn't follow up with our health care, and we're really seeing some sick people through our emergency room. So I really wanted to get out there on the forefront and just talk about the care that our medical team does in our walk-in clinic, you know. And you know what? They live it every day. They're here to make life better and give good health and make it easier for individuals to access health care.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, whole new day out there at CHI St. Francis. Terry, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
No, I just encourage everybody to keep up their health and stay healthy with this flu season and COVID season going on right now.
All right, Terry, listen, we'll be talking next Friday for sure, okay? You have a great weekend and a good week next week, all right?
Okay, thanks, Bill.
You bet. Terry Anderson, President, CHI St. Francis in Breckenridge. We talk with Terry on our segment here, 9:20 every Friday, The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Senex lubricants with Senex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Senex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and through February 28, 2025. Contact Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley for qualifying Senex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Senex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, some snow moving around the area. 14 degrees, Friday, January.